بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه: ثم إنه أتى ثم إنه أتى الأبرص في سورته وهيئته. We were reading in this chapter of making muraqabah, of realizing that Allah is present with us, and we must keep that in mind at all times. With regard to that, we read this hadith where Allah Ta'ala wished to test three people of the Bani Israel, the people of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah's testing is not that Allah does not know what their condition is. Allah perfectly knows. But by revealing these conditions, other people take a lesson. And that this has come to us till today, and we are reading it also, hearing it, that we also take the lessons from here. That is the important point for us, that we take the lesson. So those three people, one was a leper, one was a bald person, and another was a blind. A farishta went to them and asked them what they would like. They said they would, these diseases, illnesses of theirs, they would like removed. And he asked them what wealth they would like. They chose camels, cows, sheep, that they were granted, and Allah gave lot of barakat in that. And over a period of time, they carried on. Yeah, also we realize that when a person is even on wrong, Allah Ta'ala gives lot of respite. Many, many years Allah gives respite. So these people prospered very greatly and were having a very enjoyable, comfortable life. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the farishta again, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ أَتَى الْأَبْرَصَ فِي سُورَتِهِ وَهَيْئَتِهِ. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the farishta again, but this time not in the form of just a person, but like a leper. That person was also at one time a leper. He got cured from it completely. But this farishta came in the form of a leper. From here also we learn that Allah Ta'ala sends farishtas in various forms. Many times we think this is just a beggar, this person has got no value, he looks like nothing whatsoever, but we must be careful, we don't know who it could be. So he came to him, فَقَالَ رَجُنٌ مِسْكِينٌ, that I'm a poor person, قَدِنْ قَطَعَتْ بِيَ الْحِبَال فِي سَفَرِي, and my means of transport, I've lost it, I've got no means of transport. To reach back home, my destination, I need some transport, I need some help. فَلَا بَلَاغَ لِي الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ بِكْ. And then today I've got nobody to help me, to see to my needs besides Allah Ta'ala. That is, he showed his proper iman that Allah is the only one that can help. And as far as asbab is concerned, Allah made this world as a means of sabab. So he asked then, as far as sabab is concerned, I seek your help. Though I know that help is only from Allah Ta'ala, but as far as means are concerned, I seek from you your help. أَسْأَلُكَ بِالَّذِي أَعْطَاكَ اللَّوْنَ الْحَسَنِ, and I ask you now in the name of that being who gave you this beautiful complexion. That is, when he was a leper, how was he looking so terrible? But now that Allah had given you, and it was by the dua of this farishta which Allah made, that you have got now this beautiful complexion, wal jild al hasan, and your skin is also so beautiful and nice, wal mal, and Allah has given you lot of wealth, whole valley full of camels Allah has given you. How much one camel, what is the value, and a whole valley full of camels, what great value. I ask you now, ba'iran ataballaghu bihi fi safari, I ask you for only one camel of all these camels you have got, so that I could reach my destination, I can get back home again, and I can find my way. فَقَالَ, that person said, الْحُقُوقُ كَثِيرَةً, that there are a lot of rights on me, I've got a lot of responsibilities. In other words, I haven't got enough, that I can't spare you one camel also. After having a whole valley full, and at one time he was a poor person who had nothing, and he was drowned in the sickness of his, but now he was not prepared to give one camel also. فقال, then the farishta told him, who appeared in a form of a leper, كَأَنِّي أَعْرِفُكَ, it looks like I recognize you, I know you, aren't you that same person? أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَبْرَسَ يَقْدَرُكَ النَّاسِ, are you not that person who was a leper and people that kept their distance from you, they did not like you because of your illness, people didn't want to engage with you. فَقِيرًا, and weren't you a poor person that you had nothing also? فَعَطَاكَ اللَّهُ, and then Allah gave you all this wealth of yours that you have so much, aren't you that same person? فَقَالَ, that person then went to the other extreme and said, إِنَّمَا وَرِثْتُ هَذَا الْمَالِ كَابِرًا أَنْ كَابِرٍ, this was not at all like that, I have inherited this wealth from my forefathers one after the other. In other words, our whole progeny, our whole ancestry, all were wealthy people. And from one to the other, they have given this wealth, and I've got it from there. I was always a rich person, and I got it from our elders, from my father, etc. فقال, then that farishta said, إِن كُنْتَ كَاذِبًا فَسَيَّرَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَى مَا كُنْتَ, if you are lying, may Allah make you again as you were before. If you are lying, and of course it was clear that he was lying, and as we will read in front, that is the result that happened to that person. وَأَتَلْ أَقْرَأَ فِي سُورَتِهِ وَهَيْئَتِهِ, and then he went to the person who was bald also in the same condition, like a bald person, and he went to him. فَقَالَ لَهُ مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ لِهَذَا, and he told him also as he had said to this first person, the whole everything was the same. وَرَدَّ عَلَيْهِ مِثْلَ مَا رَدَّ هَذَا, and that person also replied like this first person, that all this I got from my forefathers, and we were rich, a rich family all along, we were rich people, and this is not that I was poor and I became rich. فقال, and then he told him the same thing again, إِن كُنْتَ كَاذِبًا فَسَيَّرَكُ اللَّهُ إِلَى مَا كُنْتَ, if you are lying, then may Allah make you again as you were before. So these are tests that Allah Ta'ala puts, and we also face them till today also. We must be always on our guard, and the lesson of this chapter, that keep Allah in mind all the time. Allah Ta'ala is there, and He is the one who gives us, He is the one who can take away after He has given also. So whatever He has given, we must appreciate and never forget the needs of other people. Whenever whoever comes knocking on the door, wherever, never humiliate the person, never disgrace the person. And we should think of Allah's ni'mat which He has given us, and other people are deprived. Why Allah has given us is not for us to squander and use it as we wish to, but the poor, the needy have also got a right in our wealth, and we should consider them also, and we should give them also. In front we will read further that when he went to the blind person, what happened, and finally what the result of these three people were. May Allah guide us to righteousness, make an effort to realize the present, and think that we are living for akhirat, not for dunya. And Allah is our Allah, He is there all the time, and we have to please Him, not our nafs, not people, not worry about people, but to please Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.